Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. The number, 1-800-878-PLAY. You don't call, but I still give the number. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back. Because of the fame.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck-bearded, mouth-breathing trolls.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Speak, bitch. Come on now.
Okay. You know, actually, we've got a lot to talk about. SmackDown this week and the tapings for next week. AEW Rampage and AEW Collision tonight. A packed card as AEW begins its run in Arlington, Texas, at the Esports Arena. TNA Slammiversary is tonight. The G1 Climax kicked off overnight. Lots of news and surprises there. CMLL's Leyenda de Plata and a notable debut, a surprise debut, at GCW last night. How are we going to get to all this? I feel like Brian bagged up all the wrestling and left it on my door and ran away. So warning, we have got lots of spoilers. So you haven't watched anything, you want to watch it later, turn off the show now. Tell everybody you love the show and how charming I am, how great the show was. They'll know you're lying, but please, do it anyway. So we have got a lot of ground to cover. And if we're lucky, maybe we'll talk about the Republican convention and Hulk Hogan with the promo of the week. Stand by. Today's show is 5 stars out of infinity. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wearing my I Broke Wahoo's Leg t-shirt today, made famous by Greg Valentine when he broke Wahoo McDaniel's leg in the Mid-Atlantic Territory in 1979, I think. I'm going to see Hootie and the Blowfish tonight, and Darius Rucker is known to wear the same t-shirt sometimes in concert, so I'm wearing that tonight in honor of Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, it occurs to me, the concert is on tribal lands. Is this a hate crime? Am I canceled? Are they going to kick me out of Tenacious D? We'll see. Darius can do it. Last night, GCW, big surprise, the former Jinder Mahal, now known as Raj Desi, attacked Effie at GCW's So High event Friday night. So Effie and Cole Radek beat the Rejects, and there were masked men around the ring. And after the match, one of them entered the ring, gave Effie the Cobra Slam, took off his mask, to reveal Raj Desi. You know, it's like even Desi or even Effie mentioned it on Twitter. Everybody leaves WWE. They've come to GCW. The first person they attack is always Effie. And I mean this as a compliment. He is like the Tito Santana of GCW because he's the gatekeeper. He's the guy you start with to get to the top of GCW. Raj Desi, the former WWE champion, released by WWE in April. He was with them for 8 years. And I guess he is going to be a busy, busy man with lots of dates lined up. Matter of fact, he's going to team with Satnam Singh and challenge for the AAA tag team titles at Triple Mania. Speaking of Mexico, it was announced on Rampage last night, MJF is going to defend his international title in Arena Mexico, August 2nd. No word on the opponent. Now, last night at Arena Mexico, Leyenda de Plata, the tournament to honor El Santo, Star Jr. pinned Mystico to win the second block, although Mystico did have his arm hooked around the rope. So that means next week, it's Star Jr. versus Angel De Oro, plus Death Triangle versus Mystico and two partners. So last night, G1 Climax, the first night, 34th G1 Climax, and looked like a pretty packed house. 41,000 or so tickets sold in Osaka. You love to see that. I'll tell you what, it felt, well, we'll see where it goes, but it felt like something starting, maybe. Maybe it's a new beginning, maybe, for New Japan. It started with Oleg Bolton. He defeated Ren Narita. But the big news here is that Oleg is no longer a young boy. No more black trunks. Now he's in light blue. They're Kazakhstan colors. Comes out in a fur hat. Kind of like Alex Kozlov. Used to do, remember him? Anyway, Narita had Bolton in an arm bar. And Oleg powers him up onto his shoulders. Hits the verdict. Which is, if you remember, is what Brock Lesnar called the F5 when he was in New Japan. And he won the verdict against Vince McMahon and WWE. How did that work out, by the way? Did they ever piss and make up, kiss and make up? Oleg ended the match with a kamikaze and the pin. A lot of people thought that was a surprise. I don't know. Callum Newman defeated Shota Umino. A lot of people thought this was a surprise as well. Cal comes out dressed almost exactly like Will Ospreay. Looks like Will Ospreay's hand-me-downs. And even won the match with the Oscutter. He looked good, but I don't know what's going on there. And some people are surprised by the first two results, but I don't know if I was. Henare defeated ELP with the Streets of Rage. Jeff Cobb defeated Hirooki Goto with the Tour of the Islands. And Jake Lee defeated Sonata. So Jake Lee is now with New Japan and part of Bullet Club War Dogs. So he's gone from All Japan to NOAH and now New Japan. As he's coming to the ring, Chris Charlton says that Lee left NOAH and did business the right way. That he didn't just leave 2 days before a big match. Little swipe there at Stephanie Vaquer. Now, Lee did not wear his big Monopoly Man hat, monocle to the ring. He just wore a War Dogs towel draped across his shoulders. And he is now, get this, the smart bastard. Not sure what that makes back. This pretty quick match. Lee hit the face break shot. It's like the Haluva kick. Got the pin on Sonata, less than 5 minutes, but Jake Lee needed to look strong. Yo-Yo Uemura defeated David Finlay, which that surprised me. Finlay hosted Uemura up, hit him with two turnbuckle power bombs, goes for the third. Uemura reversed it into a Hurricane Rana for the pin. And are you sitting down? Okay, you might want to sit down. Take a breath. You're not. Okay. Get this. Evil defeated Gabe Kidd. And Evil had a good match. No, really. Seriously. Evil. No, I'm not. I wouldn't lie to you. Evil had a good match. Who knew? Well, before the match even started, Kidd hit the Topeka Neo on Evil and Dick Togo. So they're battling outside, throwing chairs, and Kidd is going to do his big run. And as he approaches, Evil throws a chair, just boom, takes Kidd out. Kidd tumbles to the ground. Evil throws Kidd back in the ring. Bell finally rings. Finish comes when Kidd is dominating. And he's getting frustrated, throws out the ref. Dick Togo gets on the ring apron, starts choking Kid with a wire. Evil and Togo hit the magic killer. Then everything is evil for the pin. But a good match from Evil. I don't know the last time that happened. Kanosuke Takeshita looked like a star beating Yota Tsuji. I mean, a lot of people saying this was the best match on the show. Tsuji tried for the Gene Blast, cut off by a knee. Takeshita then hit the Blue Thunder Bomb and Raging Fire pinned Tsuji to win the match. Shingo Takagi, in the main event, defeated Tetsuyo Naito. Now, Shingo rejected the LIJ salute at the beginning and came with a Kawada driver from Shingo. Naito kicked out. Shingo then hit the Last of the Dragon to win the match and defeat the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. You know, athletes have a window. And when that window starts to close, you can either go, God, I don't see that guy anymore, or you kind of feel bad. And I feel like a lot of people feel bad for Naito, because I don't know if he can really go anymore, but they need him to. He's the biggest star. So anyway, we got Slammiversary. We got SmackDown, Collision. We got so much more. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
I've been thinking about you for quite a while. You're on my mind.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Chip Battling, Wrestling Observer Live, as we continue to pack all of this wrestling and these results into just 1 hour. How do I do it? Volume. Here are the G1 Climax standings after day one. Leading the A block, 2 points each. Got Newman, Takagi, Zack Sabre Jr., and Evil. Leading the B block with 2 points. Bolton, Uemura, Cobb, and Inari. So, today, which is Sunday in Japan, got the second day with the A block. Sonata versus Callum Newman. Bolton versus Inari. Great Okan versus Gabe Kidd. ELP versus Narita. Jake Lee versus Evil. That's going to be interesting. Hiroki Goto versus Uemura. Shota Umino versus Takagi, Naito versus Zack Sabre Jr., and Yota Tsuji versus Dave Finley. As I mentioned, at the Edion Arena, Osaka, about 4,100. It looked packed. It was a great crowd last night in Osaka. So hopefully New Japan keeps that momentum going all through the G1 tournament. Takeshita, by the way, will not be in the G1. He's back in his old promotion, DDT, facing Masato Tanaka, who still looks great and still wrestles. And you just remember all those beatings he took in the 90s and 2000s with Mike Awesome and other opponents. Just, I don't know how he does it. Remarkable. But Takeshita versus Masato Tanaka. That's a match right there. Well, guess what, kids? It's our Slammiversary. So TNA will go out, have a nice dinner, come home. You'll do that thing once a year. TNA Slammiversary has sold about 4,000 tickets, sold out in Quebec again. Great for TNA. And the main event, a six-way for the TNA World Championship, as Moose defends the title against Josh Alexander, Steve Macklin, Nick Nemeth, Frankie Kazarian, and Joe Hendry. I know there's been people talking, put the title on Joe Hendry's. Joe Hendry's so hot right now, but we shall see what happens with that. I mean, he's certainly getting a lot of exposure. He's also losing sometimes on, and I don't know, we'll see what happens. Jordan Grace defends the Knockouts title against Ash by Elegance. Mustafa Ali defends the X Division title against Speedball Mike Bailey. That should be great. For the TNA World Tag Team titles, it's The System, Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards against APC. He sees 1, 2, 3. Ace Austin and Chris Bay. Matt Hardy versus JDC, and in a match for the TNA Digital title and the Canadian International Heavyweight Championship, both titles on the line, AJ Francis, the Digital Champion, takes on PCO, the Canadian Champion. You would think in Quebec, PCO, Super Over, you would think that's a title change. We shall see. Mike Santana against Jake something. The Rascals against the No Quarter Catch crew. Alicia Edwards and Masha Slamovich versus Danny Luna, Jody Threat. Kushida versus Jonathan Gresham. A four-way match. Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Tasha Steeles, and Fabi Apache. And in an interview, Jordan Grace said to expect lots of surprises. So people seem to think that would mean talent from NXT or WWE. So we shall see what happens there. I mean, you want to see that there's benefit for TNA working with WWE. It's not just them getting beat on NXT television or beating a lower level talent on NXT television. You want, I mean, some people have credited this house being on NXT. I'm not sure. TNA always seems to do well in Eastern Canada, as far as Quebec, Toronto. That seems to be like a very strong area for TNA, so I don't know how much NXT contributed. But still, hey, take it, and hopefully it leads to more things. AEW Rampage, fun show. It's always a nice show. It's a nice little show. You know, you could take it to your mom. She'll like it. It's not exciting. It's not the bad boy. But it's a nice little show. Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly, and Tomohiro Ishii, who is now part of the conglomeration, beat Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett of the Undisputed Kingdom. Fun match. Lots of movement. Great work. You know, just, you can't complain. Exciting match. So it breaks down at the end. OC hits the orange punch on Bennett for the pin. Now, Don Callis appears. Kyle Fletcher blindsides Cassidy. Mark Briscoe's music hits. Briscoe attacks Fletcher, but gets laid out by Strong in the Kingdom. Hold up the ROH titles at the end. Now, oh my gosh. They do an interview with the conglomeration and Mark Briscoe. My God, he's funny. Oh my God. Why isn't he the biggest star in wrestling? He's so likable. He's just himself. He when he talks, he's not in cliches. He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. And strap the rocket to that guy. See what happens. Like, that guy should have been, I don't know his politics, he should have been at the Republican convention. Put him on the Democratic ticket. He'd be a hit. Oh my gosh. Anyway, Tomohiro Ishii is now, he's now Big Tom. Tom. So, oh, that was kind of funny. Chris Jericho, Big Bill, beat the Outrunners. Basically, it's Big Bill beating up the Outrunners. Jericho stands on the apron, checking his phone. Big Bill gives Magnum a chokeslam, tags in Jericho, still wearing the FTW title, gets the pin. Minoru Suzuki comes out on the ramp as they're walking back. And Minoru Suzuki and Jericho stare at each other on the stage as a tease for their match on Dynamite. Suzuki beat the Butcher. Kind of a fun match. Not very long with the Gotch pile driver. Chris Statlander with Stokely Hathaway squashed Cindy Winner. I think autocorrect corrected her name. Sorry about that. Anyway, the Lucha Brothers then pinned Private Party. The Lucha Brothers hit a pair of super kicks. Double stomp for the pin. Again, fun show. You want to just come home, relax, and wind. Watch some wrestling. Not newsworthy, but it's there. And, you know, it's sort of like herbal tea of wrestling. You just watch it and unwind. Calgon. Rampage, take me away. Anyway, SmackDown. Cody Rhodes came out. Talked about his history with Randy Orton. There. They're brothers. They're family. This foreshadowing of a Randy Orton turn. Getting a little thick. Getting a little thick in here. Austin Theory, Grayson Waller come out. They blame Cody for his friends getting hurt. by the bloodline. They move in on Cody, toss him outside. Terrence Crawford hands Cody a chair. Cody clears the ring. Cut to commercial. Backstage, Aldis tells Cody, find a partner. We got our main event. Andrade beat Carmelo Hayes. Hayes missed the nothing but net. Andrade hit his finish for the pin. Fun match. Carmelo can go. Doesn't win, but he can go. He's sort of like the commander of SmackDown. He's him. Him who gets beat. Nia Jax and Bayley did a face-to-face interview by satellite. Bayley said in 2017, you took me out of my SummerSlam match, and that changed the trajectory of my career. But you didn't hurt me because you're big and strong or vicious. You hurt me because you're big, you're clumsy, and you're reckless. Bayley said she's walking in with the belt, walking out. Nia got mad, stormed off. Bianca beat Chelsea in about a minute. Is this a match for speed? LA Knight, Logan Paul, contract signing. Logan Paul called him Sean, his real name. Weird. Anyway, Logan Paul told LA Knight, you have no defining moments in 20 years. Logan Paul was saying, I've got businesses, I've got this, I've got that, I'm social media. All you have is this. You're a gym bro with a spray tan and a catchphrase, pretending to be like The Rock. We'll finish up SmackDown. We've got a lot for the stand by now. Wrestling Observer Live.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Duke Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, wrapping up SmackDown, and you will never guess the ending. Oh, yeah, that's pretty much it. How'd you know? All right. Anyway, LA Knight, Logan Paul, go back and forth. Logan finally signs the contract, throws it back. At Knight, they brawl. Knight goes to the BFT. Logan escapes. After the break, Knight runs into Santos backstage, sets up a match for next week. Meechan upsets Tiffany Stratton. Nia and Bayley both outside the ring, interfering. Nia grabs Meechan's foot to help Tiffany gain control. Then Bayley distracts, set Nia over the barricade. Bayley hits her with the briefcase, then starts stomping on the briefcase to distract Tiffany, who gets rolled up for the pin. Probably a brand new pink briefcase. Solo Sikoa backstage is wondering who is going to team with Cody. Whoever it is will pay the price. Main event time. Cody and his partner is Kevin Owens. Now, at the end, Owens takes out Waller. Cody Cutter on Theory for the pin. Can you guess what comes next? Oh, yeah. Yeah, perfect. You guessed it. How'd you know? The Bloodline comes out. Cody dives on him. Bloodline gains control, mainly thanks to Jacob Fatu. His amazing offense. Once again, injures one of Cody's tag team partners. They make Cody watch. They beat up Owens. Powerbomb Cody through the announcer's table. Wrap a chair around Owens' neck. And the Bloodline, again, taking out Cody's friends. One at a time. And this will probably lead to something at SummerSlam. It also kind of feels like they're planting seeds for the Survivor Series. And I know some people feel that it's getting redundant. That it's the same thing over and over again. And it's sort of their philosophy these days. They went long with Roman Reigns, and it was a big deal when he finally lost the title. I think they're hoping it's going to be a big deal when Cody or whomever finally stands up to this version of the Bloodline. Maybe it's Roman. Who knows? But I think that'll be the big deal because they're building that tension. But now, next week is taped. Spoilers for next Friday. So here they go. LA Knight defeated Santos. Logan Paul attacked Knight. After the match, A-Town Down Unders, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory had an in-ring promo session segment with boxer Terrence Crawford. Crawford knocked out Theory. Queen of the Ring Nia Jax, Money in the Bank winner Tiffany Stratton defeated Bayley and Meechan. And the Bloodline won a gauntlet match that went on for several segments to become number one contenders with tag team titles. About that also featured the Street Profits, Fantasmo, the OC, Baron Corbin and Apollo Crews, and Pretty Deadly. So that is next Friday. Tonight, Saturday, Collision, packed show. First one in Arlington, Texas at the East Border Sports Arena. They're doing like six of these, seven of these. It's a residency. It's like they're Celine Dion or Adele. Anyway, tonight, the Patriarchy and the Bang Bang Gang to crown new Trios champions. Roderick Strong takes on Ishii. Sky Blue versus Hikaru Shida. Deonna Purrazzo versus Thunder Rosa in a lumberjack match. Or lumber chill. Lumber they. I don't know what to say. I don't know. Could it get canceled? Darby Allin versus the Beast Mortos. FTR speaks. Going to talk about how they got so jacked, I don't know. And then the debut of Hologram. It's going to be interesting. It's like a 1,000-seat esports arena. And we'll see what the attendance is as we go on, what the excitement level is like. I mean, wrestling is best in a room, in a building about that size. Because you want to have a connection with the wrestlers. They can feel you. They can play off of that. This could be a very good environment for wrestling. It could be really cool. So, we shall see. Wednesday on Dynamite. Blood and Guts. Also, they announced the debut of The Glamour. Mariah May. That's her new image. And then the new international champion, MJF, will speak as well. So, this past week, dominating the news, the Republican National Convention, where delegates nominated Donald Trump to run for president. It's 3 days, and on the last day, the nominee, Donald Trump, speaks. And it's the day. It's the main event. And as incredible as it may seem, prime spots on Wednesday. Dana White, Linda McMahon, and Hulk Hogan. Not Don Jr., not anybody, Lindsey Graham, no, not even Vice President, anybody, but people from MMA and pro wrestling. Now, as you probably know, not a big fan of Donald Trump, I'm fine with conservatives, not a big fan of Trump, but that's not my focus. It's a wrestling show. Vote for whoever you want. You know, the marketing of the unfortunate and tragic shooting last Saturday, all the way to Wednesday. The theme of the convention was strength. Trump is strong. Linda McMahon is part of Trump's cabinet, one of the few that didn't get in trouble with, still supports it. But people know who she is, where she's from. Then you have Dana White, the carnival barker. UFC and telling you Trump is tough. He's strong. He doesn't take crap. He's a man. He's a badass. Toughest guy. I know. As we've seen at UFC events, UFC fan base loves Donald Trump. And this guy, Dana White, face UFC MMA, face the sport where men fight in a cage. Telling the world Trump is tougher than any of his fighters. Again, hammering home the theme of strength. Before Dana White, Hulk Hogan. Say what you want about Hulk Hogan. Racist, shallow, whatever. Marries woman who looks like his daughter. Or maybe still you're a Hulkamaniac from when you were little. Whatever, it's cool. I didn't know what to expect from Hulk Hogan. Thought maybe get a little Terry Bollea, then Hulkster at the end, but no. We got 100% pure Hulk Hogan, and the crowd loved it. Online, people who are not fans, not Republicans, made comparisons to the movie Idiocracy. But I'll tell you what, in that building, with that fan base, Hulk Hogan was over, brother. You know, throughout the convention, Trump was very stoic as he looked on, looked at the speakers. He even fell asleep during his son's speech. But Hulk Hogan, Trump loves Hulk Hogan, he was smiling and giddy. He was so happy, he even blew him a kiss. Now, Trump's speech, a little rambling, lots of delegates kind of staring at their phone. And in hindsight, Trump should have had Hulk Hogan end the show, send everyone home happy and energized. Hell, make Hulk Hogan your vice president. Hulk Hogan talking about the Trumpites. Ripped off his shirt at the Trump Vance shirt underneath. I expected that. As I was looking online, there are some people, I guess they've never seen Hulk Hogan. They're a little confused. Thought he was stripping. Why is he ripping the shirt? He's been doing it 40 years. How could you miss it? But Ivy League snobs. But when you're in public life, celebrities, most of them, they ride the fence. Don't want to risk alienating part of your audience. I'll tell you what, I don't agree with the politics, it certainly looks like Hulk Hogan made the right decision for his career. He can work the circuit now, get some products to sell. I'll tell you what, on paper, it sounds ridiculous. A week ago, year ago, anytime, unbelievable. But in that moment, on that night, on that stage, it worked perfectly. He electrified that crowd. He energized that crowd, and he got over with that crowd. They love Hulk Hogan. They love the patriotism. They love that he stands probably for the 1980s and the Reagan years. And obviously, he's on their side. Amazing. All of the orators, everyone who spoke, politicians who have spoke their whole career. But Hulk Hogan had the undoubtedly, universally accepted, best speech at the Republican National Convention. Take that, George Will. Amazing. I'll tell you what. You know, I think he can go out and do something. Oh my, seriously, I thought on that night he could have been president. He is going to take this, and if he'll probably run with it, and he's going to be everywhere now. He is now going to be a darling of this group, but it's very smart. Obviously, the debate last month, Joe Biden, low energy, and the theme for Donald Trump was strength. He is strong, he is tough, and there's Dana White and Hulk Hogan telling you that. Dana White with his cage fighters and his fan base who loves Trump, and Hulk Hogan with his 24-inch pythons who vanquished the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov and Sergeant Slaughter and Kamala. Different Kamala. It's remarkable. What a week. I mean, I find it hard to believe that the Democrats could find someone that could energize them as much as Hulk Hogan. And I hope you, in your life, I hope you have someone or find someone who will look at you the way Donald Trump looks at Hulk Hogan. Blow you kisses. What a remarkable, remarkable week. He sold the sizzle. And that's what the crowd wanted. Strength. He's got momentum on his side. And a lot of it is from Hulk Hogan. Who would have guessed? It's smart. The populist route. Very smart, brother. All right, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, Wrestling Observer Live. Somebody in the chat. YouTube, Jim Valley, says, sorry, one has to think, if Trump gets reelected, this case with Vince and WWE is going to go away. No way does he let his best friend get taken under with this Janelle Grant thing. I would tend to agree with you. I did notice, apparently the feds, you know, have Vince's cell phone. How long does it take to search a phone? Find the text? I don't know. Maybe he had a strong password. Grapefruits. It's from BJ. But, one would think, with Linda there, and probably Hogan too, yeah, there's definitely still a very strong connection. And I would think, yeah. And it feels like we're stalling to the end of the year. I could be wrong, but that's what it kind of feels like. It feels like it shouldn't be that hard to figure out what he did. But whatever, I'm not there. Can't tell you. Just have faith in the justice system, I guess. But I'll tell you what, Vince could have been at that convention with Trump. They would have loved him too. And he could have just washed his image right there and just played that audience. But Anyway, I'm not sure I'm going to be here next week. Either be recorded or something else. But have a great week. Tons of wrestling. Enjoy all of it. And I'll talk to you next time. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.